Hello, this is Dr. Lara Hannes-Webb, author of The Gift of Adult ADD, and I'm going to be talking about a tool that I use in adult coaching, coaching for ADD, and I call it the three-step. And the first step is facilitate emotional expression, the second step is reflect the positive, and the third step is coaching or suggestions for future actions to take. And one of the reasons I sequence it in this way is one of the prime deficits in ADHD is emotional regulation. And so to just, for example, suggest alternative behaviors and to just, the signature of my approach is really finding the positive, finding the gifts, finding the progress. But to do that without increasing a person's capacity to recognize, identify, and to let go of emotions, in short, to be effective at emotional regulation, can really create its own set of problems. For example, there's a thing called repressive coping, and there's some literature that talks about how that can create health problems and, of course, interpersonal problems. So we really want to do this 1, 2, 3, and that usually the emotional facilitation should come first. So a straightforward example could be in coaching, someone talks about an troubling interpersonal incident, and they may talk about how angry they were. And so what we know about emotional regulation is that what's really effective is to be able to make contact with that anger, to be able to be present with it, and to also let it subside. And so we can do that very simply in a coaching session and say, okay, stay with that anger. Can you let it increase? And imagine it like a wave getting worse and higher and more intense. And then like a wave, it just subsides and release it and let it go. And this ends up being very effective in every future encounter they have in how to manage that anger. And then another way that the reflecting the positive works is not only because in some ways that's really, in many cases, the ultimate goal of therapy. As people have more confidence, they will also have more motivation. As they have more motivation, they will have more ambition, and they will be able to make life changes without easily, because they're being fueled by their own ambitions. So in terms of the reflecting positive, going back to this example, a person who talks about how angry they got, maybe they flew off the handle at someone, and you can say, you handled that well in the sense that you did express what you were feeling, and you did show some restraint in part of it, whatever that story was, that, they could have gone further and they had thought about doing this and they decided not to. And so in this part, what you're doing, I also call it holding up the mirror. Which part of that did they do well? And, in a case where someone does something that's very upsetting and they can express themselves and also show some restraint, pointing out exactly what parts seem to work and would be useful in the future. The coaching part is where you make specific recommendations about other things that they can do and even broader kind of principles that will be helpful moving forward. So in this example, you might be able to say, it's okay to use spin control and to tell other people your side of the story. Using kind of a composed assertiveness can be a really effective tool for you in the future. And at that point, I may even give a little, talk about the internal versus external locus of control, that, if someone's angry at you, it's okay to have your position on that. That's the internal locus of control. So for example, an external locus of control means if someone's angry at you, you've done something wrong. External locus of control means that other people define who you are. Internal locus of control means that you get to define yourself. And so in a situation like this, you want that healthy balance, but coaching a person to have some healthy assertiveness and to be able to tell their side of the story in a calm and composed way is going to be an effective strategy for the future.